Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
And what's up, everybody? Welcome. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? Shout out to Myra Lewis. What's up, baby? It's my sister, Antoinette Gibson. My little sister, Antoinette Gibson. Shout out to her as well, and my niece, who I think just had a birthday, by the way. Anyway, shout out to everybody. How y'all doing? What's up? It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. It is the 7th of June already, 2017. So 18. So I want to thank everybody for watching. We are absolutely packed tonight. We are packed with information. You're going to love this show. But first, a shout out to Diana Glenn. Diana, my sister, Diana Watkins, as I knew her. Shout out to Efren. Do not play with others, Thomas, so I know who you are. Shout out to everybody. Also, shout out to Jordan, the three of the newest Ron Kelly Show likes, folks who've liked the Ron Kelly Show. There's 5,000 plus people on the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page, and you want to be one of them too. So shout out to Jordan Johnson, who hails from Sanford, Maine, and is a Cowboy fan, by the way. Also, shout out to Juwan Sherman from Owings, Maryland, and also to Bonnie Watson from Windsor, North Kakalaki. Bonnie Watson from Windsor, North Kakalaki. Shout out to all the newest members of the R. Kelly Nation. And you can be a member of the R. Kelly Nation too. All you have to do is go on to the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page and just like it and make a comment. Leave me something. Shout out to my dude, Bunny McKnight. My dude, what's up, my homie? Shout out to you, man. Love you much. Shout out to George Crawford. Cousin George, what's good? Y'all all coming in here tonight. We got an absolutely packed show for you this evening. So first, go to the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page. You can like me there. Also, you can go to Twitter. It's R. Kelly Radio Show. And on Instagram, it's Real R. Kelly One. So we got to all that. Love you, my brother. Love you, my brother, Bunny McKnight. My dude from another mother. All right, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Y'all know what it is. All right, my homeboy, Albert, DJ Tiny, every Wednesday night, spinning the joints for you. Wednesday night, DJ Tiny, DWildMusicRadio.com. All right, everybody, thanks so much for joining me. Man, we got so much going on. Oh, my God. So they let the lady go. What's up, my dude, Ephraim? Do not play well with others. Thomas, what's up, my brother? Shout out to you. Sorry, so we got so much going on. So much. You know, where do I start? I'll tell you what. I'll start with the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, we all know that Fox News, right, in response to the Philadelphia Eagles, who won the Super Bowl last year, were invited. Shout out to Najee Salam. The Philadelphia Eagles were invited to visit the White House. You know how it goes. Every year, whoever wins the Super Bowl gets to go and visit the White House. This year, the Philadelphia Eagles said, no, we're not going. So Donald Trump, trying to save face, decided that he was going to disinvite the Eagles. Now, how are you going to disinvite somebody who had already told you they weren't coming? How are you going to disinvite them? But you know, Donald Trump, egotist, unchained, has to have the upper hand. So what he does, he tries to disinvite, peace to you, my brother, he tries to disinvite the Philadelphia Eagles. And Fox News, you know, because Fox News is a staunch supporter of the president, puts out a report, right? They put out a report and they showed the Philadelphia Eagles kneeling. Now, we all know that the Philadelphia Eagles did not kneel last year at all, not once. None of the Philadelphia Eagles, whether they were black, white, green, brown, none of the Philadelphia Eagles kneeled last year, 2017 season. But Fox News, because they were pissed off that the Eagles didn't want to go visit Comover, they didn't want to go visit the president. So what they did was they made a report and they showed the Philadelphia Eagles kneeling. Now, we know that the Philadelphia Eagles did not kneel. Did not kneel at any time last year. But Fox News apologized. Fox News has issued an apology for misrepresenting photos of NFL players kneeling in prayer as those taking a knee in protest of social injustice. So what Fox News did was they showed the Philadelphia Eagles kneeling, but actually the Philadelphia Eagles were kneeling in prayer. But they showed the Philadelphia Eagles kneeling as if they were protesting protesting the police brutality, the blatant police brutality about African-American citizens all over the United States of America, women and men, you know, now they beat up to women too. And I just saw a video, and I'll talk about it a little bit later on. You guys go on, those of you who you're online right now, be watching me, you know, the Mesa, shout out to Pearl Simpson. Love you, my sister. The Mesa Police Department. Now, this is the same police department, and I just want to segue here for a second. This is the same police department that killed a white man. The white man had his hands up in the air like this, saying, you know, don't shoot me, don't shoot me, and they shot him anyway. So Arizona Police Department are equal opportunity killers, and they killed the white man. And so they go into a hallway yesterday, but they didn't know that there was a video camera running in the hallway. And what they did was, they accosted a brother, and they pretended to search him, and then they just started beating the crap out of him. Hit him so hard, he hit his head on the wall, and he passed out. Now, these four excuses for humanity are probably going to get away with it. They're probably going to get away, because all cops get away. And these four are going to get away as well. Now they're on paid leave. Now, yeah, I do something. If I do something, I lose my radio show, I'm not getting paid. So, you know, how the hell do they get off getting paid when they do wrong things? But anyway, so this is the same police department that killed white man. So they pulled no punches. They kill everybody. But anyway, so Fox News apologized. It says the errant footage was used on Monday evening in covering President Donald Trump's decision to rescind the White House invitation to the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles, who decided they weren't going to go anyway. They weren't going to go. So, but Trump has to have the upper hand on everybody. So what he does is he disinvites them to try to save face. Now, we all know that they weren't coming anyway. So Fox News, which is a friend to Trump, what they did was they put out these videos showing Philadelphia Eagles players kneeling, where it appeared they were kneeling in protest when they were actually kneeling in prayer. So, you know, what else are we going to do with these people? All right, anyway, everybody, it's 7:20, but it's, okay, it's 10 minutes past the hour. And you're listening to or watching the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. Also on the YouTube channel, the Ron Kelly Show, a radio show channel is on YouTube. And also, you can catch me out. You can check me out. For those of you who are listening to the radio or watching me on YouTube, you can also watch on Facebook Live. I'm on Facebook Live right now under my surname, Ron Kelly. All right, so why can't we have a Black Bond? You know, I got so much more to talk about. We're going to talk about Alice Johnson, who was released, her sentence commuted by Mr. Trump after 21 years in prison. How did she get there? I'm going to tell you. Also, we're also going to talk about the first Black president. Who was the first Black president? Who was running around talking about certain person was the first Black president? We're going to talk about that in relation to Alice Johnson and how she got in prison. We're going to talk about all of that tonight right here on the Ron Kelly Show. I'm so excited. I can't contain myself. Anyway, it's 11 minutes past the hour. And shout out to Sharon Allen Chambers. Oh, Sharon Allen Chambers, my sister. I love you so much, my sister. Sharon Allen Chambers, one of the staunchest supporters of the Ron Kelly Show. Appreciate you, my sister. Love you. My sister from way, way back in the day. Storms Avenue was in the house, so you can still watch the show if you're not from Storms Avenue. But anyway, it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. So, all right, so Trump commutes the sentence of this lady, Alice Johnson. Alice Johnson went to prison 21 years ago. Alice Johnson went to prison in 1997. Yes. She went to prison in 1997 for drugs. All right, dude. All right. My sister Diana Watkins. I mean, Diana Glenn. Love you, my sister Diana Glenn. From way, way back in the day, too, along with Sharon Allen Chambers and everybody else. Pearl Simpson, Najee Salam, Efren does not play well with others, Thomas, Bunny McKnight, Cousin George Crawford, and everybody else who's watching the Ron Kelly Show. Thank you for participating in my nonsense. Myra Lewis and my sister, Antoinette Gibson. Shout out to everybody who's participating in my nonsense every Thursday night at 7 p.m. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you, my sister Sharon. So Trump, let me take a step back. I'm so excited. I'm losing my show here. Okay. Now Trump commutes this lady's sentence, this woman, Alice Marie Johnson, 63-year-old great grandmother, who was serving a life sentence in prison for drug trafficking. Now this was her first offense. This was Alice Johnson's first offense. Prior to this, she did nothing wrong. And it was a nonviolent offense. So under the Rockefeller drug laws, and some of you may know, some of you may not know about the Rockefeller drug laws of the 90s, when everybody was running around, black folks especially were running around calling Bill Clinton the first black president. Bill Clinton, the first black president. Bill, more black folks went to jail under Bill Clinton than any other president in the history of this country. I'll say it again. More black people went to prison during the Clinton years than at any other time in the history of the United States of America. Because you remember Hillary Clinton, and her famous super predator phrase that she used for black folks. She used the phrase for black folks who, and she called us super predators. Now, and it's so weird that black people were running around saying that before Barack Obama became president, black people were running around saying that Bill Clinton was the first black president, even though he was white. I guess because at that point, most black folks had given up on there ever being a black president. So we adopted Bill Clinton. We adopted the person who incarcerated more black folks, thousands of which are still in prison, more black folks for these crimes, drugs. Because the deal was, back in the day, during the crack upheaval, crack carried a bigger sentence than coke. So in other words, if you got caught with crack, you got a heavier sentence than you did if you got caught with powdery cocaine. Even if you had a boatload of powdery cocaine, you would get more time if you had cracked it, if you had powdered cocaine. That was the problem at the time. Shout out to Derek Lee. So back in the day, if you had powdered coke, and you could have a trailer load of powdered coke, you would get more time for a handful of crack than you would for powdered coke. That's how it was back in the day. And this is what happened under the Bill Clinton years. So I just can't understand why folks, black folks in particular, were going around saying that Bill Clinton was the first black president. When more people went to prison under Bill Clinton. More black folks went to prison. Many are still in jail under Bill Clinton with these ridiculous Rockefeller drug laws. Now, drug offenders. But this comes from Governor Nelson Rockefeller. That's how we got the Rockefeller drug laws in place. Shout out to Mike Majak. What's up, my brother? So on Wednesday, now what happened with this whole thing with Alice Johnson was that Okay, was that Donald Trump, he made the decision after meeting with reality TV star and entrepreneur Kim Kardashian West, who visited the White House a couple days ago to advocate for this woman's release. Now, the report goes that she, this lady, Alice Johnson, led a cocaine ring in the 90s and was sentenced to life in prison in 1996, as I said to you earlier. But Donald Trump commuted her her prison sentence. See, now federal data shows that 48% of people in the federal prison system are there for drug offenses. And you know most people who are in jail for drug offenses are black folks. Now, compared to 10 to 15% at the state level. So more people are in jail on the federal bids than they are in state and county bids. Now, the criminal justice reform group, the Sentencing Project, notes that as of 2016, some 19,007 federal inmates were serving life sentences for drug offenses. Another 103 people were serving what the group terms virtual life sentences, or sentences that are long enough to virtually guarantee that someone will die in prison. Together, these figures accounted for 30%, roughly 30% of all federal prisoners serving life prison in 2016, according to the Washington Post. Now, it's a system that overwhelmingly affects people of color. While black communities use and sell drugs at rates similar to whites, they are much likely to be arrested and or incarcerated for it, and often get longer sentences. Now, moving up to 2017, which was last year, a report from the U.S. Sentencing Commission found that from between 2011 and 2016, black men received federal sentences for drug trafficking that were nearly 18% longer than white men in similar situations. In addition to that, a 2013 report from the American Civil Liberties Union that looked at 3,278 prisoners serving life without parole for nonviolent drug or property crimes found that really 79%, roughly 79%, were sentenced to life in prison for nonviolent drug crimes. So you got a high percentage of black folk who are in prison for drug offenses that were put there by these Rockefeller drug laws, by the super predator moniker that Hillary Clinton, who just lost, and many black folks voted for. And she was the one who coined the phrase, shout out to Bounce Mass Born You McDonald. What's up, brother? So many of these people, so we were running around saying that Bill Clinton was the first black president. But once again, Bill Clinton put more black folks in jail than any other president in the history of the United States of America. You can Google it. He did. And we're running around saying he's the first black president. I don't get it. But anyway, it's time to take a break. It's 20 minutes past the hour. It's time to take a break. We'll come right back. Don't go away. I'll stay right there because we have to do this. What they say, pay the bills. I hate how they say that. Shout out to Ruby Cotton, my sister, who is the council president of the great city of Paterson, New Jersey. Ruby Cotton, who should have been mayor, by the way. All right, we'll take a break. And we'll come right back with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Hi, I'm Lisa Edelstein. Every day on set, I help my fictional doctors save the lives of imaginary patients in the TV series House. Every day in his village in Ethiopia, Barasa Ware helps save the lives of real children as a local health worker. Like many children in the developing world, the ones in Barasa's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children of Barasa's village get the care they need to survive. Imagine how many more children could be saved with your help. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you help children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
The Ron Kelly Show.
And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All right, we are back with the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. Shout out to everybody. How y'all doing? I hope you're doing well. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's still sunny outside. It's 7:21 p.m. on June 7th, 2018. And welcome back, everybody. And you know, I had a piece that I wanted to play. I'm like, where is my piece that I wanted to play? Yeah, I lost it. I had a piece that I wanted to play from April Ryan, who confronted lying Sarah Sanders, who is the press secretary for the President of the United States of America, who's very, very good. I wonder if she had she has one of those things home where she just lies incessantly. But anyway, so what happened was I had a piece. April Ryan. April Ryan is my sister, my radio sister. She is the bureau chief, Washington bureau chief for American Urban Radio Networks, and she confronted this woman, Sarah Sanders. She, you know, let me see if I can pull this up. She confronted her. I'm not sure what I did with it. It disappeared, but she confronted her, and because the contention was, the question she was asking her, see, because. I think you guys know what happened the other day with the cake issue, where there was a baker who didn't want to make a cake for a gay couple, and it went all the way to the Supreme Court, and finally, at the end of the day, the Supreme Court sided with the baker and said that the baker did not have to make the cake, the wedding cake, for the gay couple because it was against his religious beliefs, and the Supreme Court sided with this person. So Sarah Sanders, who is the press secretary for the President of the United States, came out and said that they were happy, that the president was happy that the baker won. She was happy that the baker won. They were happy that the baker refusal to service a gay couple was upheld by the Supreme Court. They were happy about that. And Sarah Sanders said that the baker had the right of free speech. So she was confronted by April Ryan, and asked, "Well, if the baker has a right to free speech, why don't the if the bakers have a right to free speech, then why don't the players have a right to free speech?" It was hilarious. I mean, let me see if I can get it together here. And April D. Ryan jumped out the bushes on her and destroyed her. Sarah Sanders was standing there feeling quite stupid because she lies every day. She tells lies. So I'll get that up and we'll put that. Maybe I'll put it on my Facebook page. You guys can listen to it. Or you can Google it. Or you can YouTube it. Man, I wanted to play that. Anyway, it's right now, it's 35 minutes past the hour. We listen to The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. And I asked a question earlier, why can't we have a black bond? You know, I mentioned having a black bond on Facebook, and I'll get back to this in a second. I mentioned having a black bond on Facebook, and people went nuts. Brother Osman Shabazz, in particular, went nuts. Why do we have to have a black bond? Why can't? Because I mentioned that Idris Elba, who shout out to Lamont Gates. I mentioned that Idris Elba, who is a British man. He's black and he's British. As a matter of fact, his natural accent is British. His voice that you hear on The Wire and on Takers and some of the other shows he's done here in America, that's a fake voice. He actually has a British accent. And so I mentioned, so pardon me for that. So I mentioned that he should be, he was being considered for James Bond. And the people went off. The people went nuts. And Osman Shabazz in particular. I love you, my brother. But people went nuts. I think, why not have a black Bond? Why can't we have a black James Bond? I don't see the problem. I don't see the problem. But there were people who vehemently disagreed with me. But I don't see the problem. I just wanted to mention that as we go along here. So you know, there's a show on TV One. There's a show on TV One called For My Man.
Right.
I like the show. And all the stories are true. It's kind of a reenactment show, like Forensic Files or some other show like that, or Fatal Attraction. Matter of fact, it's a spinoff of Fatal Attraction. It's called For My Man. And there are women on the show who do anything, get tricked into doing certain things for a man. Many of them wind up in prison, some put life sentences for my man. And, you know, I think that there are lots of women in prison, and especially in the drug game, there are a lot of women in prison because they did for their man. There are women in prison who got stuck with the drugs. And the coward, shout out to Monique Cowell, my radio sister from way back on Fishbowl Radio Network. Anyway, so on For My Man, it shows on TV One on Monday nights. It's a spinoff of the Fatal Attraction show. And what For My Man does, it depicts situations where women follow along with criminal, crooked men. Many of the women wind up in prison. And you see, the reason why women like Alice Johnson and many others who are still in prison, who will never get out, is because they got trapped off. These cowards, drug dealers, left the drugs on a woman. So let's say that they get pulled over. She's driving. He's in a passenger seat. Okay. So anything they find in their car belongs to her because she's driving. So many of these women who are in prison today went to prison because these cowardly men did not step up to the plate and claim ownership or whatever it was in that car. And a lot of these women wind up in prison, like Alice Johnson. So you can look across the spectrum of the prison system for women, and it's probably more than half of them are probably in there because something some guy did. More than half of them were in prison because of something some guy did. Because the guy didn't step up to the plate because he didn't claim ownership of whatever it was in that car, whether it was drugs or guns or whatever the case may be. And the women get stuck. And then there were women who I mean, you know, there were women in this, if you watch this For My Man, there were women who went along with men. No, they were doing wrong. Killed people, robbed, stole, all kinds of stuff. The women who went along with these do-bad men and wound up in prison. So you should check it out sometime. And I think this is probably part of the story of what happened with Alice Marie Johnson, the 63-year-old great-grandmother who was released courtesy of Donald Trump throwing a bone to the black community. Basically, that's what he's doing, throwing a bone to the black community. We all know Donald Trump does not care about the black community. We all know this. But he threw a bone to us by getting this lady a sentence community. Now, we don't begrudge the president. I mean, we thank him for allowing this woman to see freedom. 63-year-old woman in jail for 21 years. So she went to jail when she was 42 years old. 42 years old, this woman went to jail. It's Alice Marie Johnson. And so what if Kim Kardashian didn't make it into the White House? What if Kim Kardashian did not make it to the White House? This woman would still be in jail. And there's thousands upon thousands of black women who are in prison under the Rockefeller drug laws, which were created by Nelson D. Rockefeller, who was the governor of the state of New York. So, this whole thing started back in the 70s. Like, drug offenders, percentage of New York prison population surged 11% from 73 in 1973 to a peak of 35% in 1994. According to the state's corrections department. This is when David Patterson was governor, because the other governor, I can't think of his name, who went to prison, or who got caught up in something and avoided prison, but David Patterson, I should say, became governor. Okay, now this, in the mid-80s, the war on drugs was in full swing, and the crack epidemic threatened to overwhelm the criminal justice system, and drug crimes had become increasingly violent. And there were people who were asking for strict mandatory minimum sentencing laws. So in 1986, the Reagan administration passed a law. You know, Reagan became president in 1980. So in 1986, the Reagan administration passed a law requiring federal judges to give fixed sentences to drug offenders based on variables, including the amount seized and the presence of firearms. So this is how the war on drugs began. And right around that time, right after Reagan, it was Clinton. Or I should say Bush and then Clinton. And many of these laws, the draconian laws, were designed to put drug dealers in jail for life. And you hear them tossing, you hear Trump tossing that around now by putting drug dealers in jail for life. You know, you hear that today. So these drug laws were created by, many of them were implemented by the Clinton administration. And many of these people are still in prison, been locked up for decades. So what happens if Kim Kardashian doesn't make it into the Oval Office? What happens? What happens is this woman is still in prison. That's what happens. She's still in prison. So, you know, I still kind of laugh and chuckle at the fact that our folks were. Yeah, Bill Clinton, yeah, first black president. Really? I don't believe it. Anyway, it's 26 minutes before the hour. Everybody, it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the RonKellyShow.com, the YouTube channel for the Ron Kelly Show. And also for the archive, you can just go, you can type into your search engine, blogtalkradio.com/ Ron Kelly Show, and you can see, you can watch, or listen rather, to any show that I've done. Shout out to Sharon Allen Chambers, who says it was a nice gesture. Yes, it was for the family of Alice, but we know there's not much meat on that bone. No, it was one of those bones that had no gristle on it or nothing. That was one of those, there was a meatless bone. That's what that was. Man, it's still sunny outside. It's going on 85. Anyway, so this is a problem. Because we all know that the justice system means just us, not us, but them. And I had somebody, people come on here and try to come for me, and people on Twitter. I got 150 followers on Twitter, which is really, really hard to get followers on Twitter. It's really hard. They don't know who the hell you are. And it's hard to get somebody to follow you on Twitter. On Facebook, it's easy to get followers. Well, I don't want to say easy, but it's a lot easier to get followers on Facebook than it is on Twitter, trust me. So to have more followers than people you're following is triumphant on Twitter. So and people come for me on Twitter, say nasty things and stuff like that. That's okay. I understand that. This thing with kneeling, Trump commuted this woman's sentence. But he doesn't care about black people. And we all know this. Because twice he was invited to the NAACP National Convention. Twice. Twice he said no. But he ran to the NRA convention twice. And when he's looking for some love, he goes down to Tennessee. And he whoops it up with the Tennesseans, because they don't know. They're the people who are hurt the most by his policies. And yet they're like, yeah, Trump, yeah, yeah, yeah. And Trump is kicking him in the ass. Or behind, rather, and they're loving him. So it's like, it's just the Munchausen's Stockholm syndrome, rather, where you begin to love your keeper.
What happened to Patty Hearst years ago? They said she had Stockholm Syndrome. And she went out and grabbed a rifle with the Symbionese Liberation Army and went out and joined them in their crusade. Kind of like affluenza. But anyway, so this is what's going on right now today in the justice system, that folks are being railroaded and locked up in jail. And now, how often do we hear about people getting out of jail after 20 years? You know, oh, so-and-so was in jail for 25 years and they're just getting out. I mean, how often do we hear about that? So Trump commutes this lady's sentence. And believe me, Trump cares nothing about this lady or anybody else. Yeah, I don't know. Shout out to Lamont Gates. Is this a new advocate career? Well, I'll tell you what, at least she went. You know, she went. She went. She, you know, Kim Kardashian is down with the black folks. So she went. I mean, I can't blame her for that. You see, so, you know, we're going. The example for all of this is that, you know, Trump, I mean, no, we don't want to deal with Trump. Nobody wants to talk to Trump. Trump has been in the president for 500 days now. He just recently passed 500 days as the president of the United States of America. And, you know, you have to give Kim Kardashian credit. You got to give her credit. She went up. She didn't have to go up there. She's rich and white. And Kanye West is her husband. He's rich to a degree. So she didn't have to go up there, but she did. She went and she spoke up for this lady, Alice Marie Johnson. And I'm interested to know how she even knew this lady. Oh, okay. It says here that she learned about this lady's case last fall after seeing the Mike video about the woman, and had worked with lawyers to press for Johnson's release. The commutation does not erase the crime from Johnson's record, but it allows her to leave prison immediately. Oh, so she's commuted, but she isn't pardoned. Her sentence is commuted. Now, these other people that Mr. Trump pardoned, Scooter Libby and some of the people who were involved in the Nixon Watergate scandal and some of the other folks, the man who was caught donating to breaking campaign finance laws by donating more money to Trump's campaign than he should have, Dinesh D'Souza, he got caught. But he was pardoned. So you see, there's no meat on this bone, Sharon Allen Chambers, because he commuted this lady's sentence, but she still has the conviction of being a drug dealer on her record. I'm sure that what's her name is probably going to help her out. Kim Kardashian is probably going to help her out and help her get where she's going. But the case against Ms. Johnson is still open. She still has a record. So how's she going to get a job? Oh, I'm a convicted. I had a life sentence commuted by the president. You see, so you see the difference, to see the racism in President Trump. Because he commuted her sentence. He let her out, but she still has the crime on her jacket. So you see, and I resisted calling the president a racist, but he is. He is. He's a racist. I resisted it for a long time because I didn't feel like I had enough proof. But now the proof is in the pudding, like they used to say back in the day. And Mr. Trump is a racist. But take a break and we'll come right back with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle calls. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
And we are back. This is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. What's up, everybody? I wish, do not call me if you watch me on the radio. Do not call me because you're shutting off my broadcast. Check me out on Facebook Live, and you can watch this video after the program is over. If you missed it, tell a friend. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. All right, let me see if I can. Hold on, everybody. Let me. I want to hear this. I want to hear this, and I think I want to hear it. Okay, I don't know if you can hear this, but this is April Ryan, who is the bureau chief of the American Radio Networks, Urban Radio Networks. And she's confronting Sarah Sanders after Sarah Sanders said that she was happy with the baker who turned down a gay couple because of his rights or because of his religion. And Ms. Sanders did say that the man had a right to his beliefs. But this is April Ryan, who is confronting this woman and wants to know why the president doesn't believe that the players have their beliefs or are able to have their beliefs. Yeah, the president has made his position crystal clear. He's a racist. He's a racist. And April Ryan hit the nail on the head when she confronted Sarah Sanders, who lies very well. Lies well. Lies very well. She does a great job. So shout out to everybody who's listening to the program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, 60 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, and the sun is still out. I can't believe it. The sun is still out. Anyway, so yes. So, Sharon, I'm ashamed of you. You are 100% right. There's no meat on this bone. And shout out to Lamont Gates. You know, I got to give Kim Kardashian credit. She went up there. She tried, and she didn't. She went up there to advocate for this lady and got her out. But you see, the racism is that she didn't get her sentence overturned. She didn't get pardoned. Because when you're pardoned, your record is wiped clean. So Trump said, okay, I'm not gonna pardon you, but I'll commute your sentence. So I'll let you out. So I still believe that you did what you did, but I'm going to let you out. And this is what Mr. Trump did with this lady. 15 minutes before the hour, everybody. You're listening to The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Facebook, Ron Kelly Show is on Facebook. On Twitter, it's Ron Kelly Radio Show, and on Instagram, it's Real R. Kelly One. So I want to welcome everybody to the program. Those of you who came in late, you can check out just shout out my homeboy, Keith Hall. He does the program. It's called University 80s. It comes on every Tuesday night from 9 to 11 Central Time and from 8 to 10 Eastern Time. And it's right on the Fishbowl Radio Network. So check him out. Keith Hall, University 80s, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time on the Blog Talk. On the Fishbowl Radio Network, I should say. And also to my homie, DJ Tiny, who does his thing on the DIYMusicRadio.com. You can check him out. He's DJ Tiny. Spins the house for you, rather. It's every Tuesday night from 8 to 10 on dwildmusicradio.com. For such a long time, I was saying the wrong thing. But dwildmusicradio.com. Shout out to my people who do that thing. And Danny Dan, who
Everybody knows Dan Shiver. You can check him out. I think he was on last night. Soulful House Nation. Google him. I'm not sure about his information, but Google him. So I shout everybody out because they're not my competition. You know, I have no competition. Anyway, it's 13 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, and you're listening to the Ron Kelly Show. So, you know, so I think I heard that Colin Kaepernick is trying to subpoena Mr. Trump and Mike Pence and his quest to get reinstated to the NFL. Now, who you have to be blind, crazy, dumb, and stupid to think that Colin Kaepernick is not in the NFL. I mean, it's not an accident that he's not in the NFL. Of course it's not an accident. He's not in the NFL because nobody wants him. And there is collusion going on in the NFL. Yes. There is collusion between the owners in the NFL. And they have colluded to keep this man, who is better than a lot of the trash, that's wearing the red shirt, a lot better than a lot of them, who got mega contracts. Cousins, Kirk Cousins, and we all know that, and this is a sports show, we all know that Colin Kaepernick is better than Kirk Cousins, and Kirk Cousins gets an $80 million guarantee. Now, that's unheard of in football, a completely $80 million guaranteed contract, and we all know that Colin Kaepernick is far and away better than Cousins. We know Colin Kaepernick is better than Cousins, far better. But what happens? Cousins gets an $80 million contract. And Cousins, who has a lifetime losing record and never won a playoff game. A lifetime losing record, which means over his lifetime, he's lost more games than he's won, and he's never won a playoff game. Yet, he gets an $80 million contract from the Vikings. Unbelievable. And Colin Kaepernick, who is twice as good as most of the quarterbacks in the NFL, except for the elite ones like Manning and Rodgers and Brees and so many others, the top tier quarterbacks, he's far better than the lower tier quarterbacks, but yet he doesn't have a job. You think there's an accident? No, it's not an accident. It's collusion. So Colin Kaepernick's lawyers are trying to subpoena Trump. So Mr. Trump got involved in this kneeling thing. So April Ryan's point, because I couldn't hear it that good either, her point was that, let me see if I can hear this. But see, but she won't say, you know, that. See, this is the thing with this kneeling stuff, is nobody wants to admit that it's, you know, no. See, it's easier to deny that folks are being killed, black folks are being killed on the street. A young lady was just killed, a young lady, 30-year-old, young lady was killed by the Mesa, Arizona Police Department. Google it up. And in the White House, and a lot of white folks, I mean, friendly white folks too, people just... It makes people uncomfortable, right? People get uncomfortable when you start talking about racism. They're like, oh, I don't want to talk about that. And they get uncomfortable because it's a topic that Prescott. Oh, man. Shout out to Bunny McKnight, my dude. Love you, man. And white folks get uncomfortable talking about race. White folks. Because they know it's true, and they can't defend themselves. And I'm talking about white people. I know a lot of white people. Friends, they called me. Somebody texted me a little while ago. Some of my white friends want me to come to the cigar lounge. Sure, I'll be there. You know? But, so, this thing with racism, white folks don't want to talk about it. You see, we all know that President Trump is a racist, you know, a bigot, a separatist, whatever you want to call it. We all know this. He's been his family going way, way back. His father was sued by the Justice Department for not letting minorities move into his apartment buildings. So Sarah Sanders, is trying to defend the indefensible, because Trump can't be defended. He's a racist. He's a separatist. He's a bigot. And these are the things that, you know, some of y'all know who listen to this program, and I'm probably going to lose some of my white listeners who listen to the Ron Kelly Show on Blog Talk Radio, that, you know, I've resisted saying this about the president, you know, because I'm an American and, you know, and I respect the office, but I just don't respect the person. So white folks feel uncomfortable talking about racism. They feel like, ooh, we don't want to talk about that. Because they know there is racism, they know it, and they know that black folks are being treated unfairly, and they feel helpless. Because I think maybe some of them want to do something about it. It's a possibility that some white folks want to do something about it, and some don't. So I posted today about the young woman who the Mesa, Arizona Police Department gunned down, who had a knife. And I see, the thing I don't understand is, you know, if somebody has if I got a choice between killing you and stunning you, I mean, at first I'm going to try to taser. Me as a, you know, I was a county officer for 6 years. So if I have a choice, and I was trained by the state county sheriff's department. So if I have a choice of killing a person and tasing a person, I'm going to try to tase them first, even if they got a knife. Because this is not a knife doesn't mean you can kill me. See, this fear of your life nonsense. You see, if you know, police officers have hand-to-hand combat training. You get that in shout out to Keith Hall. Keith Hall, Tuesday night, University 80s, 9 to 11 Central Time, Fishbowl Radio Network. So if you have, you know, if you have, police officers have been trained to do hand-to-hand combat. I know. I was in the academy. I was trained by Sheriff Spezial when he was sheriff of Passaic County. We took some training, chemical mace and stuff. And so police officers, that fear of your life stuff, see, it's too broad and it's too, you know, it's too broad. Thank you, Keith. Fear of your life. I mean, you're a police officer. A lady's waving a knife, and if you're in fear of your life, give me a break. That means you're a punk. If you can't take a knife from a woman, and it wasn't even a big butcher knife. See, they think some police officers, I'm not talking about all of them, there's some good ones I know. Shout out to Will McQuarrie, who's a sergeant with the Passaic County Sheriff's Department. And some of the other people who I met at the academy in Essex County, Deputy Chief Noel and Deputy Chief Torrioni, many of the police officers I know, good people. But some of these police officers get tired of shooting paper. Get tired. This board says anonymous. Okay, well, as long as people can hear me on the Blog Talk Radio network. So the problem here is that, you know, the problem here is that white people, not all white people, but most white people cannot talk about racism. Can't talk about it. And this is what the problem is. So Trump is a racist. Yes, today I said it's June 7th. 2017. I'm probably going to hear about it from people on Twitter and stuff like that, people who follow my show, other than y'all, who I'm going to hear about it. Shout out to the 700 and something who listened in the week before last to the Ron Kelly Show. So white folks are uncomfortable talking about race. And Trump, you know, cannot even begin to say that minorities are better off because he's been president. It's just utterly ridiculous. You know. Anyways, 4 minutes left to the program. And, you know, you have to be on the P's and Q's, everybody. Like I said, don't do something. Don't stop posting on Facebook. Well, I occasionally now and then I do post something I think is important on Facebook. But see, I'm doing something right here, doing this radio show, try to help inform and enlighten folks about some of the things we need to do about it, because this is crazy. You know, what's going on in America is ridiculous. Folks are getting shot. Black folks are getting shot at an alarming rate. Yeah, I know police officers, and some of them are mad at me. Some of them who didn't understand where I was coming from had unfriended me, and that's fine. And I know who they are, and you know who you are. But that's okay. Because I'm going to keep speaking out for my community. I'm going to keep speaking out. Even if it means losing police friends. The ones who know me will remain my friends, and the ones who don't know me will leave, and that's fine. Anyway, everybody, it's about 3 minutes before the hour. I want to thank everybody for listening to the Ron Kelly Show. We are going to try to do a Monday night show. I know I said I was going to do it on June 4th. That was canceled. But we are trying to move to a different format and do a twice a week show, Monday night and then again on Thursday night, which is tonight. So we're going to try to do that. We're going to try to put that together for you. Because I know you love me and you want to hear me more than once a week. So I'm going to accommodate you and me because I love doing this radio thing. So I want everybody to, I'll keep you posted because we're all going to try to change for me. I'm going to try to put a co-host in here. I know some people have mentioned, Ron, you should get a co-host. Co-hosts are unreliable, but I'm going to try to get one. You know, the Ron Kelly Show has had a lot of co-hosts over the years. Some of them I chased away and some of them walked away. But, thank you, Bunny McKnight. Bunny McKnight, my brother, for another mother, Bunny McKnight, my dude, who I don't see often enough. I hope that we can see each other more often, my brother. My man's in there. So we're going to try to do a second show. It'll be a Monday night. So it'll be Monday night and Thursday night, the Ron Kelly Show on Blog Talk Radio. And I think we're going to have a co-host for that Monday night. I'll tell you, maybe Osman Shabazz. I can argue with him for an hour. My brother from Connecticut, actually, Osman Shabazz. Shout out to my people at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, where I graduated from in 2015, radio and television degree from the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. So shout out to all my people at Connecticut School of Broadcasting, Marty Hurstein, who was the director of the school, and Erica Fierstein, who is the placement coordinator slash teacher slash supporter slash encourager. And shout out to Erica Fierstein as well. I heard one of my associates, Chad Robeson, was working at WABC doing the news. If that's true, Chad, kudos to you. We're all going to get our chance at some point. Okay, everybody, well, I'm out. It's 1 minute, 15 seconds before the show is over, so I'm going to break out of here. I want to thank you so much for watching, listening to The Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com, The Ron Kelly Show. You can also check me out on The Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. You can, thank you, Sharon Allen. Thank you, my sister, for listening. Love you so much. Thank everybody for listening to the program. And you can, if you want to check out a show you may have missed, you can go to my archive. It's blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show. You can check out any show I've ever done. There's like maybe 100 and something shows. Not every show, but there's maybe 100 and something shows there that you can pick from. Okay, all right, it's about 36 seconds left, everybody. So I'm about to head out and go do my thing. It's a beautiful evening in the neighborhood. I hope you all do the same. Remember that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice, and that we may not have it all together, but together, we can certainly have it all. Thanks so much. I'm out.